Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hank Williams Jr., as you know, has been pulled after 20-plus years from the intro song for Monday Night Football. And I normally wouldn't cover a story like this, but we will later in the hour, because I want to actually play what he said. And the reason he's getting pulled is not really comparing Obama to Hitler. He was saying that basically both Boehner and Obama are our enemies. And I happen to know from a little bird that told me that the Williams family is pretty awake. Actually, we were contacted a couple of years ago by Hank Williams III, who I'd like to get on the show and was talking about coming on, but said, oh, I don't like to get political. But I think they have gotten political, so why not go all the way? I hope that Hank Williams Jr. Comes out and defends himself instead of letting them basically have him come back and grovel to Obama. But something tells me that's not going to happen. But this is all part of this reign of terror and political correctness. So coming up a little bit later in the hour, we're going to play that clip and actually analyze what was said. But look, it's time to boycott the NFL. It's used as a distraction. It's become the American pastime instead of the free market Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's become an opiate, a gladiatorial diversion from the real world, and it's now become a beta testing ground for Homeland Security to grandstand at every major football game and remind you that you can only trust the government and Big Sis, and that they're going to grab everyone's genitals and your wife and daughter's breast and your son's genitals and your genitals. This is the type of stuff that goes on there, and it's going to expand out, as Homeland Security has said in press releases, to every shopping mall, checkpoints on highways, you name it. Checkpoints like the one I drove through Sunday, and we showed that video last night up on InfoWars Nightly News, and that video is posted at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and is still restreaming. After the show's over, airs at 7, and when it's over, it just keeps restreaming and also archived there at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Both those URLs will take you right there to it. And a lot of the nightly news we also end up posting to YouTube because we couldn't afford the bandwidth ourselves. And we do have those tidbits posted up at InfoWars.com. It's got the headline, Internal Checkpoints Exposed. They've got hundreds of these 100 miles into the country under federal regulations. And I was making the joke with some of the folks that are here in the office because I've seen it myself. They don't want to mess with illegal aliens. So if you got brown skin, brown hair generally, that's what the guys were telling me in the back. They just wave you through. But if you're black or white, they go ahead and pull you out, send the drug dogs in. They're looking for drugs. They don't want to find illegals. And the joke by one of the crew who's Hispanic was you drive through it, they wave you through if you're Hispanic, and then you get up to the rest stop or the gas station past it, and it's like 20 illegals piling out of a van. It's just hilarious. So, but it's – oh, look. Wow, he just – Jaron just ran this in. Hank Williams Jr.'s son. My dad should not talk politics. Well, Hank Williams Jr. the third, whatever, you need to come on this show. I mean, hell, I guess you were thinking about coming on and talking politics, but thought better of it. The answer is all of us need to come out and speak. All of us need to be able to say whatever we want and not have it to where you say something that the establishment doesn't like, you get fired. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to say what color tennis shoes you like. I saw an article where high school kids can't wear crosses around their necks now because some gang members wear crosses around their neck. Well, whoop-de-doo. I've been in a restaurant before when I was in college with my hat turned around backwards and come over and have people say, take that off, that's gang. And I'm just like, you're kidding. I just flipped my hat around backwards. I mean, it does look stupid. It is kind of a moron IQ reducer look, but, you know. It's sunny outside, you go inside, you just rotate it around. Back when I wore IQ reducers, and I had them say, you know, turn that around. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods Direct.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The deal, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the fourth day of October 2011, and we do have the head of the American Small Business League joining us to look at the protest against Wall Street. They're funded by the Federal Reserve. They want to blame the free market. They want to blame all private business. They want to blame the 30,000, I looked at the number, it's over 30,000 companies traded on different stock markets based in Wall Street. They want to just generally blame private property for this when it's government that has been lobbied and infiltrated with a revolving door with the elite of Wall Street, the private inner coterie of six big mega banks. And the private Fortune 100 that they own and dominate. They write the laws in this country and worldwide through globalism to ban their competition, to take the property of whoever they want, and to set up a global corporate structure. Just last week, the New York Times came out and basically whitewashed a UN/World Bank program in different African countries where they go into indigenous populations who've lived on the land for millennia and burn down their huts, line them up, and shoot them. And the New York Times said, well, You know, maybe it's a little harsh, but it is what we have to do to stop climate change. They were going into the areas to run the people off the land because it has to be left off limits so that they can plant trees to offset human carbon dioxide. That is back in the news today. Honduran farmers slaughtered in name of global warming. UN-accredited companies violently seize land to allow biofuels as part of carbon trading scheme. 23 farmers in Honduras were slaughtered in a cold blood by hired mercenaries as they tried to protect their land from being seized by a corporation who wanted to use the land to produce biofuels as part of the United Nations-accredited UN carbon trading scheme. This is at Infowars.com. You should get this and send it to all the Al Gore acolytes and the supporters of the UN. Protests erupted in July when six international human rights advocacy groups presented a report to the EP detailing what they called murders and forced evictions of peasants in El Bajo in the Valley of Northern Honduras, reports the New American magazine. The International Federation of Human Rights report accuses UN-sanctioned palm oil mills of stealing farmland from Honduran natives and killing or wounding them as they attempted to defend their property. It says the companies, acting with the government impunity, regularly target members of local land rights movement who end up murdered in feigned car accidents or hunted down and shot by private security guards. And it just goes on and on. I remember back in 99, an issue of that I showed on my local TV show and on radio of National Geographic. And, by the way, I tried to dig through this in storage because all my years of storage is back there in the warehouse and I couldn't find it. I know listeners, though. It was like last week I said on air, I can't find the Rick Perry clip of him speaking to a Hispanic group talking in Southern California like, "Hello, good to see you. I am Rick Perry." Our whole crew couldn't find it. You found it within seconds and sent it to Rob to his email. It's the same thing. Anything like that. I remember an article in 99, I think April issue, or was it April 2000 of New Yorker magazine had a pro De Beers World Diamond Monopoly article about how they use UN troops and NATO troops to go in and slaughter anybody that tries to mine their own diamonds, even on their own land, and how cute it was and how great it was and how powerful they are. I'd like somebody to find that and mail it to me. I guess I could go get a back issue from New Yorker magazine. The point is, you probably got it right there on your shelf. It was 99, maybe even 98 issue of National Geographic. It said UN biosphere. And I want to say it was like Burma. And it showed in it UN peacekeepers paid by the World Bank to guard the forest. And it said they shoot and kill villagers, people who live there. And it was a pro-killing article. It said, you know, if locals try to cut wood and sell it, or if they try to have it for firewood, they're shot. Even though it's their land, actually. They've been driven off of it. I mean, again, there's just all this data. I mean, just last week, we had articles about Uganda and other countries in Africa where World Bank companies are publicly there, and they go into the governments of Uganda and others and say, "All right, give us all these tens of thousands of acres, or we're not going to, you know, give you more loans, or we're going to charge you higher interest on your existing loans." And they say, "Okay, infrastructure is yours, land is yours," and they send them in. And here's an article right here. And I've told this story a lot, and of all the great journalists out there that listen to the show, all the great journalists out there that tune in, you ought to go dig it up because I know it's true. I know I saw it in the mid-'80s. Right up, I guess, until 1990, when I was back in high school, I would go with my parents to Mexico on vacation a couple times a year, and they would rent a car and drive all over southern Mexico and southeastern Mexico. And they were in the hotels when we would stop at them. Brochures, concierge would be promoting it. Get land. You can't really use it, but you're paying for it. It's a UN biosphere. And then my dad began to investigate it because he's like, "Wow, Mexico's never allowed land sales to foreigners. We might buy some land down here." But he said, "Oh, no, it's politically dirty. they force people off their land up to Mexico City. So we sit here and wonder why there's 35 million people in Mexico City when it was just 10 million 20-something years ago. We wonder why there's maquiladores, slave factories all over our border. We wonder why we're overflowed with illegal aliens. Well, they're farmers. I mean, you see these people. They just look like somebody from Texas. You know, they got their cowboy hats, their jeans, their boots. They'll skin a buck. They'll run a trot line. They can basically do anything, fix anything. These are little farmers who lived all over Mexico, just like little farmers in America, being driven off their land. Little families, little pieces of land. Now with the animal ID, premises ID, it's all coming here under the UN biosphere, and they would go at gunpoint. That's why they had all the uprisings all over Mexico. But then the IMF and World Bank came in, the Ford Foundation came in. Even before all this happened, and it already pre-programmed the public there that you rebel against the big banks and the Mexican government by becoming a communist. And then that's controlled opposition. And so you can never actually organize and defeat the globalist. So I'm already digressing here. It's just this is being done all over the world, and Paul's been doing a great job, but we need to chronicle like a big article, and you'll cut it off, though, because there's too many examples. Maybe 20 examples of the UN forcing people off their land and killing them. Diego Garcia, Queen of England, wanted to turn it into a U.S.-British base, so they just basically killed a bunch of people and drove off, what was it, 5,000. Burma pops up where they killed, what was it, over 10,000 natives. The UN actually lined them up, shot them, men, women, children. I mean, I could just go on for hours here off the top of my head. UN-sanctioned mass murder operations. They just had the Ivory Coast situation 6 months ago, where it was admitted the UN went in, funded rebels. The rebels killed thousands of people, burned down whole cities, blew up the Capitol building, and the UN took over. And I'll assure you, the Ivory Coast is not going to ship unauthorized gold or diamonds out again. They're like, you think you're going to build up your industry, and you think you're going to allow people to have jobs? There's too much gold. There's too many diamonds. We want to keep the price up. By the way, I get emails going, you know, gold is dirty. Well, everything's dirty. Absolutely. Of course it's dirty. Anything precious is going to have corruption around it. That's why you legalize it, and that takes the corruption out, just like the drug war. If they allowed those mines in Africa that aren't globalist controlled to produce gold, it would drive down the price a little bit. Great. I'm all for that. Now gold, though, is not really artificially scarce. It's being depleted out. Same thing with silver. Silver, really. I mean, there's just incredible demand for that compared to what they've discovered. Silver is the real sleeper. All of the experts that look at it agree. Whether it takes a year or 20 years, it's the bigger sleeper. Now, diamonds are semi-precious. In fact, you've got semi-precious, precious, and then the ultra-precious stones. And diamonds aren't even at the top of semi-precious. They're two-thirds of the way up, but they're not in the top third. They're a little more valuable than agates. The problem is they're geographically isolated. So they're geographically rare. But once you get there, there's just diamonds laying around on the ground. In the different deposits. And so they've got hit squads all over the world that hunt people down. And the Oppenheimers, the De Beers outfit, they don't even try to hide this fact. But see, I'm already digressing. I start talking for 30 seconds about the Occupy Wall Street group that the establishment's trying to infiltrate and turn into a pro-austerity group calling for higher taxes on the middle class, which will then be paid to Warren Buffett, George Soros, and others that are tax-exempt and offshore. It's a very simple equation, but I thought I would just digress into the fact that the new modern eugenics, what you could call, for lack of a better word, because really Nazis come out of eugenics, so it's not fair to even call them Nazis, as that's just a certain national socialist permutation of this. This is the eugenicist global racist extermination arm. And it runs around saying, I'm liberal, I'm liberal. So most people just say, well, slit my throat then. Well, not me. I mean, I understand that just because an army tank is broadcasting, I'm liberal, I'm trendy. I mean, if you put a Rastafarian hairstyle on the top of an army tank running over you, would it be okay? Maybe a tank with rainbow paint on it. And it's like, oh, run over me, you have rainbow paint. We're going to come back, give the phone number out, get into some of the other news, get into Hank Williams Jr.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
You know, Van Jones, the big communist who Cass Sunstein used to demonize 9/11 truth out of the White House, that was all staged, has come out and endorsed Occupy Wall Street and basically called for tax increases in the re-election of Obama. The big unions admit they are involved, SEIU and others, George Soros, 5 million to moveon.org. They admit that they basically have been orchestrating this from the beginning. Well, Biden, we have the clip coming up later. Biden got asked, hey, what do you think of Van Jones, your former energy czar, coming out and, or your former clean energy, green energy czar, to be technical, with all of the different solar panel companies and Democratic Party operatives being given $500 million free government taxpayer gifts. Biden was asked, hey, what do you think about Van Jones, your former green jobs czar, coming out and endorsing the Occupy Wall Street and basically calling for tax increases on the rich? And Biden said, I don't even know who he is. Who's Van Jones? And then the media is marveling, wow, Biden doesn't know who he is? Of course he knows who he is. That's like Rumsfeld on Mancow earlier this year. And Mancow says, hey, Building 7, you know, falls in its own footprint, 47-story building. And Rumsfeld says, what's Building 7? I don't know anything about that. And then Mancow starts telling him, and he says, no, I don't know anything about that. Clearly lying. Because if he wasn't lying, he would be asking, well, tell me more about it. This is interesting. But instead, the way he answered it. And then I went and looked it up. He's been on panels and seen reports about Building 7. Of course he knows about Building 7. The head Defense Department building in Manhattan, CIA command base in Manhattan, the second most highly secure Department of Defense building on the East Coast after the Pentagon. Durbin to Bank of America customers, get the heck out of the bank. Holding up a plastic debit card on the Senate floor this afternoon, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois had some advice for Bank of America customers angry about the $5 a month fee. Leave. And he's saying if you're mad about all this being added, leave. You know, that's a good point. Boycott things you don't agree with. And get out in the streets. If you don't like the fact that MoveOn.org and all these big Democratic Party supporting unions and all these other organizations are running around calling to raise taxes on people making $125,000 a year or more, which will be passed on to people that work for those folks getting pay cuts and people getting fired. And it's already begun with the new health care law. People are just getting their pay cut and they're getting laid off. And the insurance prices have gone up for everybody, as we knew they would. The insurance companies wrote it. Doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's going to now cut what treatment Granny can get. Bill Gates admits it's a death panel. Newsweek says, time to kill Granny. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory that there's death panels when they were right there in the bill. And now they admit, oh, yeah, their death panels are a good idea. And Michael Moore doesn't deny there's death panels now that they've got their law. He says, well, it's patriotic to wait for care because he's worth $200 million. But see, if you're mad about all this, you've got to get in the street and you've got to aggressively call in on talk radio and you've got to go to city council because that message goes up to the state and the Fed. You've got to go to the state legislature. You've got to drive to the Capitol during the week on your vacation time. Go in, walk in, get in their face, find out how they voted. We, the people that love freedom, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the true free market, private property, we're going to have to get involved now like never before, or the globalists are going to use the crisis they've created to sell massive austerity. That's how dumb the people that are collectivists are, that are on the gravy train, that are at the trough. As their trough, the amount of slop they're given is cut, they will squeal for higher taxes on the rest of the economy that's still operating while they get their slop cut at the same time. And even when they don't get any more slop, they still don't care because misery loves company. There's just especially in a large portion of people that are failures and who are collectivists and who are dependent types, they hate everybody that's successful. And the bankers know that. And so as long as we're all miserable, they'll be happy. And the globalists are the same way. So if you're tired of this and don't want these people speaking for you, you better occupy the Fed. And it all starts this Friday nationwide.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Okay, I want to run through some of the other headlines, and then I'll continue to go through that as we go out of break and back into break throughout the rest of the broadcast today. But I do want to open the phones up, at least the first few rounds, to first-time callers today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, also people that at the end of the show in the last few weeks have been left on hold, you're also welcome to call in. We'd love to hear from you if you had a question or comment and didn't have a chance to get on air with us because of all the guests we've been having on and my long-windedness. I would love to hear from you. It is 800-259-9231. We're on a lot of new AM and FM affiliates across the country. If you're a new listener, including on stations in Canada, this is just a broadcast dedicated to freedom, dedicated to telling it like it is, dedicated to facing the real issues that actually affect our society. There is a global corporate consortium, a cartel, a combine of the Fortune 100 run by six global megabanks and their subsidiaries that openly are establishing a world corporate dictatorship where they write the laws and are exempt from their own laws. They call it the New World Order. And we are here attempting to wake the planet up to it. Instead of just generally protesting Wall Street with all the diverse companies and firms that have actually made this country great, predominantly, we're focusing in on the Federal Reserve private shareholders. We're focusing in on the people that Kennedy tried to take out of power in 1963 with an executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve and to issue U.S. government notes, dollars. We have Federal Reserve dollars. They blew his head off. We are attempting to rally the planet against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and others that are the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve who have stolen $27-plus trillion of U.S. taxpayer money, more than $25 trillion of other nations' money, where they hold the entire world economy hostage and say, pay us direct taxes to the bankers, they call those bailouts, or we will implode the world economy. But you notice as you give in to them, and as the governments that are positioned and commanded by their alumni in that revolving door out of the central banks into government regulatory positions, and the presidents and prime ministers they finance into power, their traitors that they positioned in government are setting up homeland security grids, police state grids in every country they dominate. They're setting up secret police, paramilitary groups to dominate and take our property, our land, our taxes. I mean, I just read to you earlier another article. It's in the New American. It's at Infowars.com. Paul Watson breaks it down and ties it into the Ugandan mass murders by World Bank UN forces last week. I'm tempted to go to Honduras, but they don't care. They would just kill me. But that would get attention on this. You've got to stand up against these UN forces. And they just go in and just line people up, men, women, children, blow their heads off. They don't even bother burying them now. And they say, it's for the earth. I come in peace. And then they blast you. As long as you say it's loving UN liberalism, then it's all fine. And we're all going under this system. And the UN was created by the big mega banks, created by the Pentagon, created by the Department of Defense in 1945 here in the United States, not because America's bad, but because America got hijacked by this group. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from you. But I was thinking this morning about the difference between one-dimensional thinking, two-dimensional thinking, three-dimensional thinking, four-dimensional thinking, and five-dimensional thinking. We can only really engage in five-dimensional thinking when we're asleep. I don't want to get into all the complex permutations of that system, but the brain is powerful. Most people naturally engage in two-dimensional thinking, but as you get older, you learn the third dimension. A poor, sweet little mentally retarded, mentally handicapped child who's 5 years old generally thinks that a drawing of a bird is a bird. But a five-year-old who has a normal brain development, average brain development, would know if you told them, hey, the bird's tweeting, the bird's going to bite you, joking with them, they would say, that's not real. A two-year-old, a three-year-old would say that. But not a mentally retarded child. Most of them will not be able to tell. And the public has been put into a trance to keep you in really two-dimensional thinking. To where, basically, if the government shows you the image of a charging rhinoceros on TV, a lot of people are in suspended disbelief and basically allow their subconscious mind and even their conscious mind to see the charging rhinoceros as if it's real. And humans could artificially put themselves into really a two-dimensional mode of thinking. I'm trying to get people to live in the third dimension. That's where we live. We're able to calculate out to the fourth and even fifth dimension. Some quantum physicist even higher. If you really get your mind around this and these ideas and systems. But here's a simple example of third dimensional thinking, and then I'll get to some news in your calls, versus two dimensional thinking. Webster Tarpley was on InfoWars Nightly News last night. We had a good back and forth discussion. And he, of course, has said the euro was set up by the megabanks to consolidate Europe. And that's what they admit. That's a fact. And it's an undemocratic dictatorship of this private bureaucracy that is positioned by the big megabanks that's now setting up a pure dictatorship of the banking cartel, where the EU has the member countries sign over all of their national sovereignty that agree to circumvent even the will of their people to that authority. So even if the Germans or the French or anybody else votes to get out, they're saying you can't now. You are actually occupied through the euro, which is the political power, by the financial power that sits above it. And that now is publicly promoted on Bloomberg, CNBC, Wall Street Journal. They say tyranny is what will save your pension funds in Europe and the U.S. Getting rid of the Constitution is what will save it. You see it in Newsweek and Time. And so they're dispensing now with even the talk of, this is to prop up people's welfare and the social safety net. They're going right to telling the middle class, go along with the tyranny and you'll still get your pension funds and your 401k and your stocks. Of course, you won't. They're setting that up to then steal all that from you as well. But a coward, when a bully faces him, will think, well, if I get down and let you spit on me and let you squat on me, then maybe it'll be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. By increment, we have basically been rolled in to servitude. Now, let me just briefly give you two-dimensional versus third-dimensional. About 7 a.m. this morning, I go to InfoWars.com. Kurt Nemo's already posted last night's InfoWars Nightly News that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watch live and saw archived in higher quality. It's already posted to our YouTube channel. And I go and I see some of the comments. And I see a commenter on there saying, look at Tarpley and Jones contradicting themselves. They're saying that, you know, the euro's bad, but that the globalists want to destroy the euro now and that we've got to keep the euro together. You know, which is it? Is the euro bad or is the euro good? They don't understand. It doesn't matter who builds a fortress. Just because the Romans build a fortress on the southern coast of Spain and then the Moors come across after the Roman Empire falls and they take half of Spain and they take that fortress and then later the Christians drive the Muslims out, the Moors out, and take over that fortress. It's a fortress. Like a gun or a car, it doesn't have a brain, it doesn't breathe, it doesn't think. It's neutral. It's like a hill. An enemy's coming. You try to get your force on top the hill because it's better defended, and your enemy's got to come uphill against you. Again. And again, this is so simple. This is so incredibly simple, but it's also hard for people to be able to grasp two-dimensional versus three-dimensional. And that's why, well, I'll get to another example here in a moment, of one-dimensional versus two-dimensional that just popped in my head by analyzing the public. So, the globalist, on record, 53 years ago, 54 years ago now, through the Treaty of Rome, established the European Union through a trade deal. They tell the slaves that they've done it publicly in 2000. But when they had the 50th anniversary in 2007, they celebrated in all the EU member states 50 years of the European Union. And the Bilderberg Group members came out and made statements to the BBC, hey, we covertly set this up. Isn't it great? We're doing this in North America as well, and Asia, and Africa. They don't conquer you now with a military that rolls over, you know, the hill on you. They conquer you by getting their people into your government, paid off, to sign you over to a, quote, trade deal that isn't really a trade deal. It's the end of your sovereignty. And they get you to sign on to all of these debts that you don't owe and to all these derivatives. Then they hold your country hostage because your finance minister lies to you and says that you owe it when you don't even owe, you know, less than 10% of it. The rest is all derivatives garbage that's impossible to pay off, by the way. You know, they spring the trap when it's impossible to pay off. It's all fiat. And, I mean, this is so important. I know I'm getting academic here, but I want people to really get their mind around this. So, the euro was set up to get countries to give up their sovereignty without knowing it, to get them tied into debts they don't owe. And now the bankers are ready to fully implode the euro itself and set up a new system above it where the countries totally waive all their rights and the euro waives its collective right into this financial dictatorship. And even the Daily Mail and Reuters and others call it a financial dictatorship. Hey, guys, pull that up. Europe going under financial dictatorship or new EU system, Fourth Reich. You'll see the London Guardian, I mean, even having to admit that. Totally dictatorial. And so what Tarpley's saying is they set the euro up as a scaffolding to build this tyranny around it. Now they want to implode that old system to fully consolidate it with a wrecking ball and basically scoop it up into a total tyranny. So Tarpley's saying now the wolf pack of the banks want to fully destroy that government system because it still is tied to the and its authority is tied to the national sovereignty of the unit pieces. Not states get together to be stronger. That was what it was originally, you know, the selling point. Now the globals are trying to implode it to go to the next system. So Tarpley's saying use the euro to stand against the bankers and don't let them destroy it to bring it into the next level. Because he understands they're not planning to destroy the euro and, oh, it's a setback for the New World Order, as some have said, when in reality this was their plan to wreck the North American Union once they're done with it, the European Union, the Asian Union, and say the system didn't work and bring it in to this Bank of the World. I mean, that was the plan since 1975 with the Trilateral Commission. I've been on air more than 16 years telling you this day was coming. They'd set up three unions, bankrupt those, then offer the solution to this private corporate world government you pay your VAT and sales taxes to. I didn't know it'd be a carbon tax 16 years ago, but a little bit after that, they announced that as well. So Tarpley says, don't let them implode the euro. That's their plan. There's the bonds of those countries. They're still solvent. They want to fully destroy it now because they're done with that phase, and they don't want them to ever be able to get financially stable again. And people say, well, then which is it? Is the euro good or is it bad? No. At this key phase where the globalists are ready now to implode it, you need to occupy it and use its mechanisms to block them fully from imploding the sovereignty of the countries. Because the new system they're going to is completely dictatorial. So see, that's three-dimensional thinking versus two-dimensional thinking. And I don't even know if I 100% even agree with Tarpley on that, but I see his point that that's what the globalists want. That's their strategy. That's where this is going. And they hold everybody hostage, saying the euro will collapse unless you sign on to this new authority, which actually creates a new super euro run by private banks. But in that plan, they want to fully bankrupt the old euro. And no matter how many times you bail out Greece or bail out Portugal or Spain or any of these countries, you're not really bailing out those countries. See, that's a two-dimensional versus three-dimensional. People that go off one and two dimensions mentally, you tell them, oh, the bankers want to save our country. And so you just believe what the news says instead of actually analyzing what it really is. Just because something says it's apple pie in a box doesn't mean it's apple pie. You could have a bunch of screwdrivers in an apple pie box. You could have a bunch of spiders in there. You could have a bunch of horse manure in there. You could have diamonds in there. Packaging doesn't necessarily mean what's actually in there. That's three-dimensional thinking. And then I see comments on there like, why isn't Alex Jones covering Fast and Furious? I saw that on one of the videos. And I probably COINTELPRO, because I saw it posted on all the videos, even though we've been talking about Fast and Furious for 6 years, intensely for three, telling you they're shipping guns all over the U.S., not just Mexico, and allowing Sinaloa and others to ship cocaine in. And now everything Sully Castile and others told us here on air 5-6 years ago has been confirmed and is in the news. But see, with a one-dimensional thinker, or even two-dimensional, you could say, when they go to my site and they don't see the front page talking about Fast and Furious today, I'm not covering Fast and Furious. And so from a childlike way, that's a way to kind of feel good about somebody with a radio show, with a TV show, is to say, hey, this guy isn't doing a good job. I, the YouTube viewer, I have a very high moral standard. I have great value. You know, look at the NASCAR champion. He made a wrong turn and crashed. I can backseat drive and say they're bad and say that person is a terrible driver. See, it's all how people look at the world. I try to look at it like a prism through all the different fractals and angles. All right, we're hitting the news. Full hour of calls coming up. We'll get into Hank Williams Jr. getting fired off Monday Night Football. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
And I'm going to get into Putin. Vladimir Putin is calling for a Eurasian Union. See, this is the 21st century form of tyranny. They don't have the Russians pour in and just take over your country or finance a rebellion and the Russians pour in to help the uprising in Romania or Czechoslovakia, which, you know, they broke into the Czech Republic and other areas today. That's what the UN's doing. They have rebels they fund, start killing everybody, then NATO comes in. That's kind of the West adopting Soviet models. No, they just come in and pay off your politicians, promise them deals, and have your politicians sign you into a deal to go back under the new Soviet Union, but you don't call it the Soviet Union, you call it the Eurasian Union. And see, the arguments they have in places like Russia to do this, I'm not defending it, is, well, NATO's coming in and taking over all their old satellites, so they've got to do this. So that's this mindset of expand or die. Take over more areas, dominate everybody, or you're going to get dominated. The people of Eastern Europe and Southern Europe and Central Asia need to demand their own sovereignty. See, sovereignty is a firewall against global government and big empires. States inside our country are a firewall against tyranny. Because if one state gets corrupt, you can go to the other. And everybody will just leave that corrupt state. It creates real diversity. But if you have one big central federal government, well, it goes bad, it's all over. National sovereignty and sub-sovereignty within states is a natural firewall against tyranny. Start thinking in a three-dimensional or even four-dimensional way. I mean, all of you out there promoting open borders, the globalists, the big mainstream TV, who you know doesn't have your best interest at heart, is telling you have the borders wide open. And never pointing out the hypocrisy that American citizens get treated like garbage in Mexico, and you don't go there and ask for welfare. You don't go there and say, I'm an American, my wife's about to have a baby, pay for everything. They would laugh at you. It's part of making sure Mexico never becomes free. If we'd have made 30 million people stay down there, there would have been a real revolution, and Mexico probably would be better off today. But instead, America can be used as a political steam valve. See, that's three- or four-dimensional thinking. That's wargaming things out. That's seeing it in a more complex view, not just, oh, well, people are bashing Obama, and I'm a Democrat, so you know Obama must be good. Or people are bashing Republicans who are Democrats, and I'm a Republican, so, again, just because Democrats attack somebody doesn't mean they're good if you're a conservative. Or just because people attack Obama, who are, quote, conservative, doesn't mean Obama's good. That's part of the theater. That's part of the garbage. That's part of keeping you partisan. Now, when do you know somebody's good? When the whole system tries to ignore them, and when they're forced to cover them, they attack them. And you've seen MSNBC and Fox attack Ron Paul. You've seen him get the least amount of speaking time at all the events. You've seen Ron Paul shafted over and over again and demonized and lied about. There is your illustration right there. But you don't just trust him because of that. You go and look at his voting record. You go and look at the fact that he's never compromised when it comes to the Constitution. And then you understand he's going after the real enemy, the Federal Reserve. And I want to tell you, if you're angry about the New World Order taking over our society, you don't have any excuse. I am calling for people nationwide this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, pick a date, to pick one of the 12 Federal Reserve banks in the country or one of its substations and to go to it. The head Federal Reserve Bank for Region 11 of 12 regions is Dallas, Texas. I'm going to be there this Friday, 6 p.m. The address is on Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.